Hi, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Chase?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. What about yourself?
Good, good. So I had a nice long weekend. I had a little bit of a break yesterday. I need it. You know, there's just so much. Every single day, there's just people can't realize children are a joy. You go to the football games, they do all kind of fun stuff, right? You see them achieve, but it's not that way. I'm yelling at my kid every day, keep your head up, stop repeating videos, listen. It's just overwhelming experience.
So
and,
you went yesterday
anyway,
for an Asian food, I think. You went to somebody like in a family or something?
No, well, my wife's mom is 86.
Mm-hmm.
And 86, I'm telling you, is old, man. And in one second, you've got coronavirus and you're just dead, right? I mean, it's really like that. If you're late 80s and you get coronavirus, the chance to survive ain't too good. And if you do survive, maybe you have brain dysfunction. I'm watching so many things on television now of people that don't know how to get rid of the brain fog. But what they say, it's not really like what people think. They say it's attention issue.
Right.
And I totally get that because when I had COVID and I'm trying to write you when I was sick, mm-hmm. I could not read my emails on screen to the point where I said, I can't do this,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I'm smarter than your average bear, I'm telling you. And, you know, to lose memory function is very, very scary thing. I'm still not back. Even
right.
though, you know, I'm very lucky, you know, I look at everyone that has to, you know, you're in the trenches. I talked to you about the trenches before. You got to work to survive, right?
Right.
And, you know, in my life right now, I'm already retirement age, and I really don't have to work. I'm doing this, you know, to help a lot of people around me, myself, of course,
mm-hmm.
but mainly to support my child who will have no one on this earth take care of him. Even my own brother doesn't want him. I mean, I hate to say it so straight like that, but it's nothing easy here.
Right.
And my brother is the willed person, but he doesn't think anything's going to happen. But if he gets him, there's no fun. There's no fun. But anyway, I want to go over the things that we have to go over in business. And I spoke to Howard this morning, and I took a lot of shit. And no one's blaming anyone here. I just want to tell you the quick story because I'm the older brother. I actually put up, I don't want to say all the money. We usually split. But right now, I'm putting in most of the money because, you know, I'm just dumping in. He doesn't know if it's going to work or not going to work. So I'm putting in the money. So I am getting approval to spend my own portion of money. And so when I listen to Howard, he's like, you know, you're an idiot. You should have known all these things up front.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, it's my first time, and, you know, he knows we don't know you very well. You haven't met him yet.
Right.
And, you know, I in my heart, hopefully you realize you see the sites getting nicer, and you're going to see that we're going to have Vapor Cup done today, so then we can start to look at the marketing budget for this one site and move it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as we look at the server, now, I am such a layperson here. You know, you're looking at $7,500 up front for server services, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that it never goes away, meaning 3 years from now, it could be more, it could be less. We don't really know. And to move migration of stuff is not easy. And I talked with Matthew, and Matthew said the same thing I said to you the other day. How much space does dingbats.com and vaporcup.com take? Because we had these, you know, dingbats.com was on someone else's server, which was a big mistake. But vaporcup.com has been running on a server that we've had for, you know, 5-6 years already.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is there any way not to have to pay $2,500 or less than that, that you can help me figure out a way to do it? And in the end of the day, we're looking, just like you, for a long-term business, and we're just about to start to be able to market something, right? I want to get off on this tangent because we're going to go back to this. Did you like the new vaporcup.com?
Exactly, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
And okay. And so, you know, it's much more modern. And
right.
So on our side, if we need to add more space, what's the best way to do it for us?
Right. So first of all, let me just tell you the storage space capacity, what exactly is being happening right now. The thing is that, like, the videos which Carlton is basically uploading on the back end of the website, on the meanwhile, they're also uploaded on the front end as well. So that's taking double up the space, which was
right.
The issue that has been coming up. And, of course, there are two more sites like WaperCup and Dingbats as well, which is according to the new platforms, new services, new plugins, they will be taking another space as well. I'm not saying like another 1 TB or 500 GB or nothing like that, but at least if you consider the Dingbats, that would alone, once the website gets live and gets all the plugins updated and everything about it, it will be taking approximately 100 to 150 GB. That's for sure. Because people will be placing the order, and of course, once somebody's placing the order, that information would be stored in the website. So that's how it will simply going to work. If you talk about the WaperCup, that would also going to take approximately 8,200 GB. So that's what we are basically being worried about, that right now the storage is being filled out. Why? Because only half of the through videos have been done so far. And then, of course, you and I have discussed that once the website will be finished, we will be uploading, keep uploading the content, the videos onto the website of Weed Entertainment, so by which the people who basically love your show can see the complete information from there as well. Now,
yeah, well, they're going to see the new videos.
Yes, yes. So we need to basically make sure, and even at that particular point when you were making a decision of getting the server, I did told you three plans. One was for 3 years, 5 years, and 7 years. And then the 3 years was with the 1 TB, and then the 5 years was with the 2 TB. And, of course, I did give you the information and the upgradation that if you go ahead and if you do the 2 TB, 2 terabyte, we can go ahead and we can make it in an economical price. But right now, if you tell me to go ahead and do everything onto the previous server and keep only Weed Entertainment, then trust me, it will simply going to take not only a lot of time, but it will be additional developing hours which I have to pay from my side to the people who have already developed the thing for you, because it's not their fault.
So what's the workaround here? What's the because I, you know, I talked to Howard this morning, and I'm like, you know, I don't even say we're out of budget. You know, I'm the feeder.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get holy shit from him. I wish you could know him. He's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not unreasonable. That's the reason I take it from him, right? He's not the boss. We're both bosses. But I cannot even think to run my business without him. So,
right.
You know, I can't. You need someone who tells you that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we get her? Can we get 1.5 terabytes?
See, if you go with 1.5, then as I told you, the information from that particular part, that initially if you go for 2 terabytes, that was what I was thinking, that I think that will be good enough for you for the next 3 years. Why? Let's say 800 gigs has been taken by Weed Entertainment, and 200 gigs is the storage space, which is basically for Weed Entertainment. So 1 TB is totally dedicated to Weed Entertainment. Then 100 GBs for VaporCup, and then 150 to 200 for the Dingbats. And still, we will be left with 700 gigabytes. And I think that will be a lot for you to upload the videos, content, change the things. And, of course, some of the videos you can put down as well after some time and then keep on uploading. But that will surely going to give you enough space. But if you talk about going with 1.5, they don't have the option for 1.5. They only have 1 TB, 2 TB, and then directly go to 5 TB. That's what they have. And that was the original price for the 2 terabyte. If you still have my messages stored up, that was, I think, 10,000, or I was making it 9,000 for you. But now you don't have to pay that particular amount. You will just be paying the upgrade fee from 1 TB to 2 TB, and I'll just go ahead and I'll make it 2,500 for you, which will be there for you for the next 3 years. With the same speed, same specifications. If I could have done anything better for you, if that was something which was coming from our side, or it's something that needs to be generated in the company's bracket, I would have given you the best option. But I think it's something which you're already taking from Amazon Web Services, and you know that's a third party. So we are just basically getting and giving you the best possible prices to get it done.
It's just so crazy. So let me ask you this. Is there any way that you can – you're talking about I'm just looking for some trick, because I'm telling you, I'm going to have to face him. See, it's not about even just this money. It's about the marketing budget that's coming for other things too. There's no end in sight, and I'm telling you, I'm not an endless pit. I can promise you that. My brother's going to tell me no at some point. You're out of your fucking mind. And
just give me a minute. Just give me 1 minute, right? I'll put you on 10-second hold. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, so yesterday, if you know or not, we were in the office and working for a few clients, and we had a coupon left that I can surely go ahead and I can apply on this particular purchase. So instead of $2,500, I can make it bring it down to $2,000, and that $500 will be taken care of from that particular voucher. And still, it will give you the 2 terabyte instead of 1.5 because there's not an option for that. But even though it was, I'm pretty sure it will be for $1,000 or $1,500. So I think $2,000 would be a fair price for you, considering the fact that the marketing needs to be done. And, of course, there's more things which you might be adding up, or maybe if you have planned to go with the with Dylan's profiling that I've told you, or the other things. It totally depends on you. But I think that the server is one of the mandatory part, because even though today as well, they were sending Peter's the message that the storage is basically out, so where exactly they'll be putting up the vapor cup or stuff like that. So I think I have replied them from my side that today I'll be speaking with you so that we can at least go ahead and enhance that.
So listen, Chase, can you try – I appreciate what you said. I really appreciate it. Can you see if you can't get this to work at $1,500? I'm telling you, I'm going to spend a lot of money with your company. And I'm going to run out of juice.
See, I can do one thing for you. I'm not saying no, because, and I'm not going to say you anything about it. You do the $2,000 because that is something which is mandatory. And then as far as the marketing is concerned, I'll get you a better price on that. I promise you on that particular part. Whatever the price that you said, I told you that that's just the price which we usually send to the customer, because that's need to be affiliated with our marketing team, and they tell us the budget and everything about it. But I'm surely going to go ahead and I'll help you out in that particular part as well. And it's not going to be a small discount like $500 or $1,000. I'm surely going to get you a good discount on that, and that's a promise from my side just to basically manage the expenditure. All right.
I want to say yes at $1,500, and I appreciate your gesture, because I'm telling you, me and you can be compadre for a long time.
I know.
I really
but
mean
trust
that.
Me,
compadre
but,
means that
yeah,
means we're like business,
that if
we
I had,
help each other.
Right, but if I had any other coupon available from you, I would have applied that. I'm not saying that I have only $500 and not the $500, so that's the thing I can do for you, because that money needs to be sent out to them so by which they can upgrade it. So that will be $2,000 today, but I promise you on that once we start off with the marketing or any other thing which needed to be done or any next thing, I'm surely going to get you the best possible price for that.
All right, so let's do it.
All right, so should we go ahead and use the same card? That
you're going to use the perfect technology. I think it's 2017.
2017, perfect. I'll just go ahead and I'll run it to them, and then once Peter came in, I'll just basically send you the vapor cup thing. And then we will be again on the call so that we can finalize that, right?
Okay. All right, so I want to talk to you about that site real quick while I've got you on the phone.
Sure.
All right, so do you have the site I sent you? I just have one quick question, actually.
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, me and you better make some money. Otherwise, I'm going to eat holy hell forever, man.
No, don't worry. I'm with you.
I'm telling you. All right, so let me get my thing up here real quick. Here we go. All right, so here's my question, okay? Mm-hmm. So first, we don't have our live chat added here anywhere. You're going to add that in, correct?
Right, they'll add it out for you.
You know what I'm talking about, because we decided not to do the one we have, and I bought that chat from you.
I just have to basically check if you have bought that from me. Well, it's really going to add it up. Yes, I think you did. Yes, yes, I do remember. So we will have the chat.
Yeah, no, I bought it from you.
Yeah.
All right, so, okay. And also, as you look at this thing, so Matthew says that he wants, not that, really in the end of the day, I'm the decider, but I really like other people's comments. Matthew says below the header, he would go for products, then what our customers say below it, and then remove the second line of comments at the bottom. So right now we have comments, and then we go to products, and then we have a bunch of details, and then it goes to comments again, because what happens is these comments scroll. So for you to actually see the same comments is almost like impossible.
Right.
Right? So do you think two scrolling comments is too much?
I do think that's too much. So I think it would be better that if we keep it at the end. So by which the customer are checking out the product, how to use Vapor Cup, and then what customers basically say about us. So I think that would be ideal.
So you think you should go products, then the story, and then the comments at the bottom, not the comments at the top?
No.
All right. And what about having the products first, and then comments, and then the other things?
Yeah, sure. We can do that as well. So we can put the products first of all, then the Vapor Cup, which is coming up, then underneath that we can add the comments, and then how to use Vapor Cup, and then why choose us.
So let me go over this. I think that we're – so what we're thinking about is we're going to move the products right below the header.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just switching the part. What our customers say is going to go below that, and then the other information. Am I right?
Right.
That's right, right?
Right. That's what we're simply going to do. And I think that will be ideal. And you can still put it over there and see how does it look. And if you still need changes, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm right where it has to be. I think the background looks nice. When I looked at this, do you like Best Vaporizer on Earth? Do you like the kind of modern? And...
Yeah, I really like the purple with the smoke kind of background, because that is totally making the sense. And even though the banner on the top, that's amazing.
It's a nice piece of artwork, actually.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
It is.
A lot of. All right. So anyway, so call me when Peter comes in. I want to see what you guys did, because the only thing that I'm thinking this thing is missing is do you like the red buttons? Are the red buttons too severe? The buy me now buttons?
No. I think red looks cool, because red is basically being prominent on the purple one. So I think that is making more sense. So I think red should be good enough.
All right, and the other thing is, do we want to put any kind of dividers between the parts, or do you like it just one long page like it is?
Right.
And what I mean by dividers, just some kind of lineage or something like that, some kind of, or do you like it just one long thing?
I think one long thing is something which is good, because that is giving all the information at one single line. So I think that is something which is ideal according to the theme that has been designed so far.
Okay. All right, so call me when Peter comes in. We'll take a look at your thing, and then we're done on this, and then we can, make it live and discuss the marketing of this.
No
okay?
Problem.
That's the next step. So I want you, with the marketing part, I want to separate everything out. We're going to start with this. So this way I can go back to Howard and say, here's the beginning of the marketing for Vapor Cup 2.
We'll discuss the proposal that I've sent you for the marketing once everything has been done.
Yeah.
You and I will discuss the proposal. I'll let you know what exactly we're simply going to do, how we'll start, and then we're surely going to fix the price on it, and then you can go to Howard and tell him about the plan, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, that's the winner for us. All right, so I'll wait for Peter to come in, and then this thing is ready to go. All right?
No problem. So you'll be getting the invoice as well on the same email that we have, so that you can have it filed, okay?
Yeah, and just put down what it's for, the increased terabyte. So I'm going to send this to Howard. We've got to have it for our records, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.